Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people there, no?
Well, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone, once again. Yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, and we adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. And then you are the lover of our soul. Glory to God. And we bless you. We bless you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for this special time together to be able to gather together in your name. And your word says, hallelujah, if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst once again tonight, Lord God. We don't take this for granted, Lord God. Hallelujah. We do not take this for granted. We are so happy that you are here with us tonight. And we say, Lord, move by your spirit in each and every one of our households, those who are listening right now and then those who will listen. And in the year 2055, somebody's going to be listening to this. Hallelujah. And so we welcome you in that year when that time comes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that even tonight that you will touch lives, touch our lives at the very point of our need, Lord God. And we thank you for a life-changing, hallelujah, experience even with you tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's so good to see all of you here on the line tonight. Some of you were here early. Glory to God. Amen. I surely appreciate that. And we have been having such a wonderful time this month. This is the first time we've done something quite like this or named like this, Friends of Get'em Radio. And the Lord just laid on our heart. We have many friends, praise God, real friends. You know, sometimes you have friends on Facebook and you don't even know them at all. But we have real friends here who come and they've been, you know, just faithful to call in and to be with us over these past, it's been almost 9 years that we've been on the air. And so, and, you know, they're here, and when we open up the lines, you know, they make comments, you know, and then some of our other broadcasts, you know, our family of broadcasts, they call into that as well. And so the Lord said, it's time now to hear from them, you know, to hear their testimony, and then to hear them speak a word from the Lord. So what we've been doing this month, every Thursday on our Thursday edition of Get'em Radio, we've had four speakers. This is our fourth one, glory to God. And so what they've been doing is basically they've been giving their testimony. And then after their testimony, then they bring a word for about 15 minutes. And so we have had such an awesome time. And I love this because, you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to hear somebody's testimony. You don't get a chance to hear what goes on in somebody's life. You may have known them for years, and you just don't know. And I don't, you know, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I don't want to wait until I read somebody's obituary to know about them. You know what I'm saying? Life is getting shorter and shorter, so it seems. So this has been just a wonderful time of just hearing from them. And yes, there have been so many things that people have said that I just did not know about them and have been talking to them for years. So this is a great opportunity. Tonight, let me go back and say, the first Thursday of the month, we had Minister Carey on, and just, I mean, all of them have just been so delightful. So we had her the first week. The second week, the second Thursday, we had Evangelist Shirley Taylor, praise God. And then last week, we had Evangelist Taylor's daughter, Sister Janza Preston. And it, like I said, it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. So tonight, we have our friend, Reverend Treva Kelly. Hallelujah. And she, you know, they've all been like really, you know, loyal, good friends, faithful friends. And Reverend Treva, I think almost every broadcast that we have seen her for almost the past 9 years or over 8 years that we've been here. And she's the kind of person, if she's not going to be here, if she has a meeting or another service or something, she'll text me and say, you know, I'm not going to be there. And I was like, wow, thank you, because we would certainly miss you. So, you know, she doesn't have to do that, but that's what she does. And she is a praying woman. You know, you want somebody to pray for you, she's a praying woman. And when she says she's praying for you, she's praying for you. Praise God. And just a beautiful woman of God, just faithful to the Lord. for all the years that I've known her. I met her through my sister. They've been knowing each other, I think, for over 40 years and been good friends. And so shortly after they became good friends, you know, I've gotten to know her over the years. So I'm just so pleased and so happy, just so blessed tonight to have our dear Reverend Treva Kelly with us. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Reverend Treva Kelly from California. Amen. Welcome.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. First, giving honor to God, to all, to my pastor, who will listen at a later time, to our bishops, ministers, apostles, everyone in their prospective places. And especially I give honor and glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, so welcome. Welcome, Reverend Treva. So good to have
you
in this seat tonight. You're usually in the seat of, you know, when we open the lines and you press your number one key. But
yes,
this time you are the speaker. Glory to God.
Glory to God. And
so,
I feel the anointing of God in a great way, too. I can feel it through the phone. It's so, his anointing is so strong. So praise God. I'm ready. At first when you asked me, I'm like, oh, my goodness. She wants me to talk. Oh, goodness. And thank God he worked it out where I could come today. I've had a chance to listen to everybody before me, and that greatly helped.
Yeah.
And when I found out your reasoning behind it, I thought, oh, my God, I feel so honored that you would ask for me. And I, you know, if I can only take credit for that introduction, thank you. Thank God. And it has been about, I said, between 7 and 8 years. I've been listening to Get 'Em. And now I listen to every broadcast. Even if I have to go back to the archives, I've gotten in on every broadcast now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen,
God.
And I know it's the Lord leading you, so we praise God.
Amen.
All right, so let's get to you tonight. Tell us, what is your favorite scripture or scripture that the Lord has laid on your heart recently?
Psalms 121:1-2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my faith. And it goes on to talk about the Lord. He's, you know, that's my favorite, my all-time favorite. And I love the song.
Yes.
I lift my eye. By Richard Smallwood. I love that song. Mm-hmm. I love the other one, My Help. Oh, my God. Whenever I hear those songs,
yes,
I cry. And another one is my other favorite song is for every mountain you brought me over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but I think I've gone too far. But that, all of that is tied into that scripture. And I cry on those three songs. I feel like I want to cry now just thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I might have Psalm 121 queued up on here, so I'm not going to make you cry.
That's
if, we
okay.
have some, if we have some time, I'm going to check it out and make sure I have it queued up. But if we have some time, maybe I'll play it.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. So what really touches you about that? Well, we'll let you preach about that later. Okay?
Okay.
And
then I have several other verses God has given me besides that one, but that's my favorite.
Okay. Yes. Amen. So tell us about your salvation experience. Let's just jump right in. No, no. Hold on for that. Hold on a second. Tell us about your family. Then we'll talk about your salvation experience. And you can tell us anything about your family at any point in time.
My family. My mother was my father is Balfour Albert Kelly. And we call him Val. He likes to be called Val Kelly. He was born in Nassau, Bahamas in 1934. He just turned 87 on the 15th, which was last week. And his mother came here first and went along with his stepfather. And they moved to, they relocated to Minneapolis. And he joined them when he was a teenager at 14 in 1948. So on his side, I'm really a first generation American on my father's side. On my mother's side, my mother is the late Celestine Webb Kelly, born in December of 1935, December the 9th, and she passed on August the 13th, 2018, which will be 3 years. Beautiful lady, beautiful from the inside out, literally, but she had that beauty. Even though she was very beautiful, she never flaunted it. She was not a haughty person, you know, very genteel. And she was born in Perry, Georgia, Fort Valley, Georgia, in 1935. Grew up in, raised up in Macon, Georgia, which is Bibb County, Georgia. Went to school. She wanted to go into the service like my dad, but she hadn't met my dad yet. Parents, she secured a scholarship to go to college. And she became an elementary teacher. And also later on, she got her master's degree later on in life. And so she had she went on to do great things in education. And she always took us to church. Now, when my parents stayed together until I was about 15, and my father had people make mistakes. He had gotten into some things that kind of him to leave our home. It might have been a godsend because we went through some things here, and it was really bad for a long time. But thank God. God kept us. I was saved. I guess I've always known God. As a little girl, I talked to him, and I knew him. You know, I didn't know I was saved then, but when I was 14, I was a peculiar kind of person, and always been peculiar. Always have been. I was bullied a lot. I was bullied a lot as a teenager. And so I had a few friends, but basically I was a loner, and I didn't have, I just said one day, God, will you be my friend? You know, I remember coming home from school, and I was on the school bus. When I got home from school that night at 14, I was going through a lot. My dad, it might have been right before he left. And our family was really bad. It was really bad. I know what the devil can do, but I also know what God can do. So I asked him to be my friend. And I guess I felt a peace then. He kept me. And I went to school, and everybody talks about Compton. You know, straight out of Compton. It's the countryest place on the earth. But during that time, there was turmoil within the city. You know, the quietest was kept. Compton used to be the seat of the Ku Klux Klan for Southern California. It was a white enclave. And I went to school in Compton. I live in the city of Carson, and I went to church in the city of Watts. That's where my local church is now. So, you know, I've been all over the South Central. They call it South Central LA area. And so if God can keep you in a place, and there was a lot going on in that day. That's when the gang violence was really bad. It was really during that time, in the 70s, late 70s, going into the 80s. And I grew up during that time. And so anyway, I love my grandparents. You know, they lived in Macon, Georgia. We were always a close family. All of them are gone except my mom's baby brother. And she has a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law that's still living. You know, but all of my mom and all of her family are just about gone for that part of my family. My mom always kept us in church, in Sunday school, in choir. We had a group called the YPB, which was a part of the Missionaries Young People's Division. And I had a lot of friends in that. And then when I got older, I traveled, and I kind of say he's my father in the ministry. With the late Reverend Russell Thomas Hill Jr., he kind of looked like Andre Crouch. He could have been his brother. And we traveled. I traveled with him in the YPD, and we sang. We did tours. That was during my late adolescence. I was about 18 when I started traveling with them, and we traveled for a few years. And I just, you know, I thank God for that because I credit them for pointing me in the direction of ministry. And many people that I know, not only from the Southern California area, his reach, he was all over the 5th District of the AME Church, which goes from Hawaii. We go all the way from Alaska, Hawaii, all the way to St. Louis. To where you are, Apostle Kizzy, yes. And he touched you. I called him the Pied Piper of the youth because his ministry touched our lives. And I'm praying for his son. In your prayer, pray for him. He's Russell Thomas Hill III. And the Reverend Hill passed. I don't even know if he was 50 years old yet. He might have been barely 50. He passed about 30, it would be 29 years. And his son, although his son has had some rough times, and I believe in God to really work in that young man's life, that God will leave somebody in his path that was just like his father, because many people were saved, and many of us that were in a part of that group are pastors, are ministers, are working in the ministry of Christ. Because of Reverend Russell Thomas Hill Jr. And, you know, so I had an exciting life. I was called into the ministry when I was 29. And God gave me specific direction. And he said, you need to come into the ministry now. And I obeyed him. At first, you know, I obeyed him. I ran for a little while. People don't know I was running, but I was. And I was fully ordained by, in our church, a deacon is a minister. I was ordained itinerant deacon, which means they can have me travel to different churches. And then my second order is elder. So the elders and deacons in our church are ministers. And then officers are called stewards and trustees. That's how it works in the AME church. But we have two tracks. You can be a local or you can be an itinerant. And locals are tied to the local congregation. God told me to take the itinerant track. During my time, you know, it was you had to have a BA degree, but you did not. You can go to seminary later. But now that has changed. Before they ordain you now, if you want to be fully ordained, you have to have gone to seminary and gotten your Masters of Divinity. That started in 2000. And I came on long before that. And so I'm happy that I obeyed God in the time. And I do desire to go back and go to seminary, but I'm in God's school. And I will say I don't know if I have a PhD, but I know that I'm in God's school of ministry right now. And so I want to ask one question.
Okay. Well, you know what, that was real interesting because, you know, it's good to hear who impacted your life. You know, knowing the kind of faith that I know that you have and, you know, how you follow the Lord the way that you do, to know that that God put somebody in your pathway, you know, to help you. You know, along the way like that. So that was a blessing.
I want to add one more thing. And your sister, your whole entire, I cannot leave my sister out. Man, it was a God-ordained thing that we met. And, you know, and then I met all of you. I feel like I've known you all for 40 years. I met you 35 years ago, but I've known you as long as you've known me. And I knew you before I met you. Okay, I'm gonna give it back to you.
right. Oh, yeah, you knew me before you met me. Right. And me too. I knew of you. You know, before I met you, praise God. I'm just trying to think here. I know probably in about another 10, 15 minutes, we want to hear the word through you. But I want you to just let's stop here for a moment and pray, because you were talking about praying for Russell Thomas Hill III.
Yes.
And there are other young people who have just, you know, anointed, dynamic parents, and they're not quite there yet. And so I hear your heart, you know, for Russell Thomas Hill III. And so pray for him, and then pray for those other children, you know, that next generation, to be able to step up into what their parents had done.
Gracious God, I just lift up to you right now. Russell Thomas Hill III, we used to call him Three Sticks. Come, and I lift up his mama, Zenta, to you. I know that they're in the Virginia area, Norfolk, Virginia area, and I know that life hasn't always been the way that they thought it would turn out. They've hit many bumps. All of us hit bumps. Father, I cry out to you for the soul and the life of this young man, that wherever he is tonight, Father, that he would turn his life totally over to you. Heal the years of hurt, Father. And both he and his mom, bless them. Because of the passing of Reverend Hill, restore everything. Restore their joy. Restore blessings. And above all, Father, we pray that this young man will come to know you. Put people in his life, just as you had his father in other young people's lives. Put people in his life. He's almost now, right at almost 35 years old, 36 years old. And we just pray, Father, that you will just continue the work that you began in all of us in his life. There are many young people. There are many middle-aged people. There are many people that are old, or more mature or older that have not come to know you. Father, in this day and age, we need you. And we just ask you to save them, to people in their life. We bind every attack of Satan in Jesus' name. And we just, Father, we give you the glory and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I receive that prayer from my child. child as well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now let's go back to you with your, let's talk about your water baptism experience. Or, I mean, you say you've been in church all of your life and everything. Do you recall saying the prayer of salvation? Do you recall saying the prayer of salvation?
Yes, I did. I did. Like I said, as a teenager, I did. And I said it, I was in the choir, in fact. I was in the choir, the big mass choir. And people would give their heart. But I had already, as I say, when I was 14, I gave my heart. But I guess when I was 19, I rededicated my life to God.
Amen.
I did it here too, because I still watch TBN, but I used to keep it on 24 hours a day, and I prayed with them. And in September of 1979, I just had gotten to college, or I was in my second year of college. Because I just, you know, I already knew I was saved. I rededicated my life to Christ at that time. And God has been so good. Now, for water baptism, as a baby, my mother was a member of Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was like around the corner from my grandmother's house. But the back, if you went out of the back door or the side door, you could go run across the street. My mother went there for church, and then they were also members of Oak Grove. That was our home Baptist church. But I was baptized, I think, at Ebenezer Baptist Church as a baby. And in the AME denomination, if you're baptized as a baby, they're not going to baptize you anymore. And so, my second year in college, I had some friends that went to USC, and they were Cogent. And so one day, we had been talking, and they said, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know. And so I went down there, and they said, you baptized in two. So I went down there at USC, got on two buses, didn't have much money. And it was I had barely, I think I had enough, and I had enough left over when I got off that bus. I didn't know I was going to have to take two buses. But I got out there. They began ministering to me and told me I would have to tarry and wait. Fortunately, I just asked God. I just said, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, you know. And I began to pray, and I could hear something in some words that just said, whatever you hear. And I began, and I could hear it first in my mind. And I just began to pray, repeat what I heard. And they said, you received the Holy Spirit. And then so we were going to go to the Ephesians Church of God of Christ, which was kind of they were having a big revival. But I think they were closed. They put me in the bathtub. I got baptized in somebody's bathtub. And then they were gonna send me home on the bus later that day. And it was night. And like I said, I had 2 cents. And people they didn't leave me. Thank God they didn't. People start pulling around there asking me where I live, who I was. And I didn't feel right. I said, and plus the buses stopped running at a certain time in my end of town. Because I was coming from way downtown Los Angeles, coming back out to the suburb, to the burbs, the Carson. And I think the bus was stopped about 11 o'clock, 10:30. And it was about 9:30 then. So I didn't know if I was going to make it all the way to Carson. So long story short, they were driving on fumes, ended up bringing me back home. Because I was like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get home. And I didn't like the way people were driving around asking me questions. And so they stayed, thank God. But that was my experience with that. And it's been an experience. It's been an experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love that. I mean, you took two buses to get to the meeting.
Buses.
You must have been excited about getting there.
Well, at the time, I needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I think Pastor Helen was gone on a trip during that time. And she said, and I had shared my testimony with her, all the hurt I had gone through. And she said, you need the Holy Ghost. So when these friends called me up, I couldn't get to Pastor Helen, you know. So I took them up on that offer. I was ready. I was getting ready to go.
Amen. And I like what you said. You know, they were saying, okay, well, you know, they tarry. You know, and you like, I'm just going to ask God to just do it now.
Yeah. And ever since then, the next day, I was in the shower, and I was getting ready. I guess I was getting ready for school, and I just began to pray, and I said, Holy Ghost, take over. And ever since that day, and I've gotten over the years, I've gotten better and better. You know, he's gotten good. The Holy Ghost is, you know, I can hear him talking to me. You don't always have to be praying in the spirit. Even if you're sitting quiet, he will talk to you. And not
Amen.
Only through the word, but he will talk to you. We're willing to listen. And so.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God. Amen. It sounds like you almost preaching right now. So.
I'm partly talking and preaching.
right.
I told you as soon as I opened my mouth, I felt the anointing of God. Told me rest today. I usually Thursday's my most busiest day of the week. I have back to back meetings on the phone. I told all of them like you say. I tested everybody, and one of them, the prayer meeting, the mama's prayer meeting for my church. I know I had to tell him I had an appointment. I did. I said I have a hair appointment. I was not lying, but I was the person doing my hair. God is, that's another story. I took my hair down and put it back up in 3 hours, and that's a miracle, right? And did a crochet braid 2 years ago. I couldn't do a hairstyle. And if you saw me, well, my sister did my hair when I was traveling 2 years ago. But thank God, glory to God, I know how to do my own hair now. I don't even have to bother my sister about doing my hair anymore.
All right, now, for a woman to do her own hair in 3 hours,
that's a blessing.
Right up there with a miracle.
that's a miracle.
Good.
And then God gave me the rest. At this point in time, Apostle Kizzy, by the time I get to your Bible study, I'm tired. But I'm raring to go tonight, as you can see.
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so we're not gonna hold you any longer. You know, you're like a racehorse at the gate.
I didn't know I would feel like this, but that is God's anointing. I'm a share.
Amen.
And if you're
Amen.
If you're ready for me to preach, I'll preach. You know.
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
I'm gonna start
you're
with.
Ready.
Isaiah, what was it? It was Psalms 121. I said Isaiah. The Psalms 121, verse 1, and it all ties in. And then I'm going to kind of put Deuteronomy 30:19 in there because that all ties into it too. Because Deuteronomy 30:19, and I turned there already. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choices you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. And that was the scripture. But that also goes with Psalms 121. Because in order to choose life, we got to look up to the person who holds the life. And he's our Lord. You know, and right now, with the time that we're in, you know, I think that was two days ago, we had our prayer meeting, and I was out and about enjoying my company and out and about taking care of business and on my way home, but I was able to hear the whole program and come in and even get on sit back. And God gave me, don't get it twisted. I had been in, that morning I had this shirt that my niece gave me. I love that shirt. I sanitized it and wore it yesterday and wore my pants that I had on. I sanitized them too and put them back on because I was going out yesterday to take care of business. But what I think about God, this is the time where we have to keep our eyes on him, where we have to obey him at all costs. There's so much going on around us. And he told me, don't get it twisted. Going back to this church, it was so twisted. I had to, it has a camisole in it. It's a beautiful, I'm going to say, it has a print on it. It's black and green and white. My niece gave me that shirt. But the way it's made, it's with the camisole in it, sometimes things get twisted. I wasn't going to put that shirt on, and I could not untwist it. I had to end up actually pulling some of the string to get it to get on me right. And all I kept hearing in my spirit is, why am I having trouble getting in this shirt, Lord? And God said, don't get it twisted. Don't just let your thinking get you twisted. Don't let your logic get you twisted. And we can all of us, even in this time, we can think that we're hearing from God, but it's we got to be sure that we're hearing from God. Sometimes God will tell us things that don't go with what the crowd is saying. And, you know, you may be going, well, Reverend Tripper, what are you talking about? But I'm saying we got to keep our eyes on God and keep looking up to him and hopefully choose life. Because we can get off track. You know, I have a tendency I call it tenacity. Sometimes I can be a little stubborn, and when my mind is made up to do something, only God can change it. And he got a hold of me a couple of months ago without going into everything, because I'm still in the midst of everything. Everybody's going down a different way. I feel like they're on the broad way. And here I know that there are many of us on the narrow way, but I'm looking over there, and I started to do something. But God got a hold of me, told me don't do it, it won't work. And I began asking him for signs. He's having people begin to talk, you know, and he gave me a sign with a blue light that appeared up in my room that I took a picture of it. And I sent it to many people. It looks like blue angel wings. And I thought about Psalm 91:4, that we're under the, all of us who obey God and love God, we're under his protection, under his feathers. And that all ties into looking up to the hills. We got to keep our eyes on God. I'm telling you. And it hasn't been easy. I feel like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the fiery furnace, they didn't bow to it. I feel like Queen Esther, for such a time as this, I'm being elevated into higher places I can't go into. But I noticed that when I surrendered to God and things are beginning to accelerate, things that I knew he said were going to be said, they're being said. And he said, if you had done that thing, you would have missed out on me. I'm not telling you what to do, but pray and be led by God, and really led by God, because the devil has his voices out there. I call them the Pied Pipers. They're trying to get you in any kind of way they can. I'm not telling you how to do it, but you listen to God. You listen to God. I have to listen to God. And many of your family won't understand. And for me, I don't care. Because I've been spanked too many times. And when God gives you a choice between life and death, he's not playing. In Acts 5:29, we see Peter and the other apostles that were with him at that time, and they were involved in a great discussion, and somebody wanted them to do something, and they said, "We must obey God rather than men." In the New Living Translation, it says, "We must obey God over any human authority." So, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't care who tells me what, you know. I mean, I may, you know, if it goes opposite of what God is saying, I'm sorry. No matter how hard it is, no matter what I wanted to do, God got the last say. If I ain't going to end up dead, and, you know, in this day, you know, people think sometimes they're doing the right thing by doing what other people want them to do. That I have been watching, you know, I have been sitting back. I've had family that didn't do too well with this vaccination. I've had friends. You know, some got sick and they pulled out, but a whole lot of them didn't do too well. And I had to make the decision. I'm going to obey God. He told me, slow your roll. Don't do it. You know, and I know there's a lot of people even on here, because I've seen some of the posts. You know, but if God tells you to get that vaccination, you do it. I had my day. I was getting ready to go. But God stopped me in my track, said there's something in there that would not agree with your system. And now, you know, at first, I broke out in a sweat and couldn't sleep for 2 days. 2 days. When I surrendered to God, I had the most peace. Even now, you know, even though now my medical program, our records show this. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? And I delete that message. You know, there's some other things they had told me to do. I said, it's been 4 years. God said, you ain't done that yet. Why should this concern you? And I know soon my doctor's going to be calling me to come in, you know. I'm not even taking a flu shot this year. I usually take the flu shot. I ain't taking none of that stuff. I just have to, I'm a retired person. I don't have to go out and look. I need to go out or I want to go out. And God said, haven't I kept you? I've been tested already once. I tested negative. He said, you go get tested. But I'm here to tell you, you let God lead you. And if he's telling you, do it, fine. If he's telling you not to do it, don't do it. Because that could be him saving your life. And I wasn't going to go there, but I had to share that. Because he told me just be honest. And people, yeah, like I say, I have family. You know, neighbors ain't doing it. But God, that's that neighbor. Maybe God told that neighbor to do it. God told me no. And I slowed my roll down, and I'm just listening. I'm watching. I'm listening on both sides. Every day I have to turn the channel, go, that's not my thought. But there's a reason why. Same thing happened 40 years ago with that first AIDS shot. People were jumping to get that. I had a cousin. I think he probably did take it. He died. But I've met people, even through Get 'Em Radio, they may be listening now. God told them, don't take it. And now, yet, 40, almost 50 years later, they're still here. God eventually told them to take the medicine. But they're still here because they obeyed God. So I think about that, too. And that's all I'm saying. Apostle Kizzy, I think before I talk up the whole time, I turn it back over to you. Thank you for allowing me to once I get started. You couldn't hardly get me on here. Now I don't want to get off.
No, you're doing well. This is great. This is great. And you know what? I can tell. Say it again.
It was at about 15 minutes.
Not quite 15. Okay. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
You know, as you were talking, though, you know, at the end, and you were talking about it's better to obey God than man, and, you know, we got to keep looking to him and, you know, don't get things twisted, because it's easy to get things twisted these days.
I know.
If we take our eyes off of the Lord. When you were talking about that, your blouse that has the two pieces to it like that, I have a blouse like that. So
yes.
I know what you're talking about. That thing gets all twisted up. It's like, it's a tough thing to try to get it untwisted. You know, you got to pray.
And
to
I didn't
get it
wear it
untwisted.
For years because of that.
Right?
I love the blouse, but I just said I have a hard time with you, but God has helped me put it on several times.
Amen. Yeah. And you have to pray.
I want to add one more thing before we finish.
Sure.
You know, one more thing with this. This, I believe in pre-tribulation that we won't be here. But you know what God was telling me about that? This was like this time that we're in. It's going to come a time. And I didn't see it a lot. They have this thing, instant go. And instant go, I believe, is a precursor to this machine where we're going to have to take the mark of the ones that are left behind and the ones who are unsaved. We'll have to take the mark of the beast. And I'm telling you why, because I saw the commercial, and they had this man who was a nerd named Jimmy, and all his life he was a nerd, always at the end of the line. And then he found out about this thing, and you go up to it, you could touch it, or you could look at it, and you could go and you could buy instantly. And then at the airport, they actually had started putting these machines in airports. And at first I was interested in it until I did my research and I saw what it was. So this thing with this vaccination, it's going to start out just like that. And then I noticed that since they're talking about opening up everything, that commercial wasn't out all last year. But it's coming back, and they're pushing it on Facebook. It's coming back as a way for you to go without having to go through TSA, and you can keep your shoes on. But God said that's the beginning of that whole thing about that's the beginning right there. He stopped it and delayed it for a year, but it's trying to come back in. And I'm not saying that we're going to have to go through it. I do believe we will be gone before the bad part, before anything that has to do with that. But no matter what, I believe he's going to let us see the beginning of it crop up. But that's what I thought about, that this, and many people, they won't do without the vaccination. They're going to be running gung-ho for that, too, and it's going to start out. But eventually, if you don't take that one, you're going to die, literally die. And so that's all.
Well, you know, my thought even about this, about the vaccine, and, let me go back a moment. You know, that was my friend who came on the broadcast who was supposed to take the AIDS vaccine or the medicine. She had full-blown
mm-hmm.
AIDS, and it wasn't until, the Lord told her don't take it. And she didn't take it, and those people who were around her, in fact, her husband that she had contacted it from, he took the medicine and he passed. So, and she's still here. And like you said, eventually the Lord told her to take it. And when she did take it, then the last I heard that she has no trace of HIV in her body. So, like you said, it's so important to listen to the Lord. And this is what he's told me about this situation with the vaccine. You know, the people who take it, they have to take it by faith. You know, that if people take the vaccine, it must be by faith. if people don't take the vaccine, it must be by faith. So it's all about faith in him, you know, and what you're hearing him say to do. Because I've heard people say, you know, that they waited, and then the Lord told them, go ahead and take it.
Right.
You know, and so there are others of us who are waiting, you know, and he has not said yet. And so, you know, he's telling me watch and pray. Just,
yep,
you know, watch and pray at this particular time. You know, we're just going to listen and then do what he says to do. You know, it's almost getting to the point where if you have on a mask, you look like, well, what's your problem? You know, what are you wearing a mask for? But I have heard, I'm just going to share, and just like you said, we all have to do what the Lord is telling us to do. Okay, so I'm not pointing at anybody else. And how, if the Lord told you to never wear a mask, then that's, you better do that. You better not put a mask on. But if he's telling you to do it, then do it. And don't let anybody try to intimidate you into doing something. You know, and so now it's almost like if a person has on a mask, it's like, oh, boy, you're so silly. Why are you still wearing that mask? And nobody else is. And the Lord, he has told me, you will wear a mask for a while. So I'm still in that mask for a while. In fact, he said, until at least the end of this year. That's what I'm hearing. Crazy.
That's what
and
I'm
so
hearing,
I'll,
too.
And anybody else. But as for me and my house, we're going to wear a mask.
We're going to wear that mask. And fortunately,
Southern
California, they wear a mask. You know, it's people who don't, but many more people wear masks here than those who don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's getting to be real, real interesting now.
It is.
You know, you just have to go by what you hear the Lord say to do, and just stand firm in that. Praise God. And don't get it twisted.
Exactly.
Amen.
Don't get it twisted.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word. Now, so now we're going to open up the lines. First, we're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, because they're together. Hallelujah.
Okay.
So we're gonna open their line at the moment. Yeah, Pastor Catherine is just so sweet. When we have the broadcast, she makes sure that she's here to be with Mom
Praise
in case
God.
Mom needs. That's a
Praise
wonderful
God.
Thing.
So
that
is a wonderful
anyone
thing.
Else? Yes. Anyone else? If you would like to make any comments, you want to encourage the woman of God. I'm sure so many people probably want to weigh in what she was on what she's talking about today. Please press your number one key. That's our way of knowing that you want to say something. When you press your number one key, then we see a light that pops up. It's kind of like your hand is raised, something like that. So and everybody's welcome to say anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no big eyes or little U's. We want to hear from everyone. So you can press the number one. Have any prayer requests? You have a prophecy request. Glory to God. The Lord gives Reverend Trevor or myself a word for you. You know we're going to release it. Amen. So
Amen.
You can press your number one key. We want to hear from you. So far, I want to say, Bishop Aaron, we see you, Bishop. Praise God. And I think Evangelist Shirley have pressed your number one key. We don't see anybody else. So if your number one key is pressed, then send me a text and let me know. All right? I think almost everybody. There's a few people that may not that I may not know, and I'll probably open up the lines for other people, or I'll just see what the Lord is going to say to do. So, first of all, we're going to start with Pastor Mom. And Pastor Mom, there you go. Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. We're going to open your line now.
Hi, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, you sound so good.
Okay. When you talk, when I first met you, you did the best black of cow of mine. And we did a good job. The first time we ate together, he brought me some food there up in my hotel. And it was
yes,
just nice. You always did a good job, people. Did a good job. And I thank the Lord. And so now I'm telling you, yes, Sister Catherine.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Reverend Treva. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
I enjoyed your testimony because, you know, I met you one time, but it's interesting. You got such a sweet spirit. As Mom said, it's like you part of our family.
Amen.
And you are part of our family, and I just want to say I thank the Lord for you being part of our family because you're always there for all of us, not only for Getting Radio, but even for even when my brother's them on, you're there. You're just anything that my family has going on, but Reverend Treva is there.
Amen.
So I just say thank you, and it's such a before you even met me, you would always say Pastor Mom and Apostle and Pastor Helen and Pastor Catherine, and I'm going like she just like I'm your sister. You just still call us all out. So I just appreciate that about you. But I enjoyed your testimony tonight. I also enjoyed your message where we need to just continue to hear from God. We got to hear from God.
Okay.
We got to stay close to the Lord and make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow path. And so I just want to say thank you so much. You did a great job. With the message and also with your testimony. And I just want to tell you, I also enjoy you when you come on, when you interpret the tongues, you know, on Tuesday. There have been many times
mm-hmm.
that I've not only called in, but I think you have also, I think you text Apostle. Because there was one time something was going on, and I meant to tell you, how you was really on it. I mean, you didn't call in, but you just texted Apostle Barbara. But I just want to just say thank you so much for everything, okay? So God bless you. And I know I shouldn't be saying this on here, but I want to just tell Bishop Aaron that he did a great job on Sunday, and I have not forgotten him. I know you hear me. But anyway, thank you so much, Reverend Treva. May God bless you and
You're
continue
welcome.
To you for his glory here.
Amen.
Thank
and
you.
Lord, touch and heal, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Father, that she sounded good tonight. Thank you for all you're doing in her life. Thank you, Father, for giving strength to those who are taking care of her and for all of the family. And we thank you for our Pastor Mom. We thank you for the entire family. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I join my faith with them, concerning not only Pastor Mom, but every prayer, every request. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much.
Thank you. Praise God. Well, you know, you can tell you've been with us because you know what I say. Anytime Pastor Mom comes on, what I say. Pray for my mama.
Exactly. And it was my honor and pleasure.
Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Now the first one who pressed their number one key before anybody else did was Bishop Aaron. Hallelujah.
Amen.
from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Bishop.
From Atlanta.
Praise the Lord. God bless Apostle and Pastor Trevor. Oh my God, I got so excited when I got the notification on my phone. The Lord blessed me with a new phone. It's bigger and it does things like right away. And I'm like, I feel like I've been missing stuff. And that was the first thing that came. I said, oh, let me do it. I did my little Facebook post and dialed in, and I hit my number one key right away.
Amen.
Oh, but I thoroughly enjoyed tonight, woman of God. You have blessed my soul and increased my faith. Oh, my God. You know, life can be rough. And we get tied up in so much stuff. I even forgot that I was supposed to speak for another pastor friend of mine, gripping running so much today.
Yeah.
But I thank God that I saw that notification when I saw it, and I was just pleased to punch to hear more about you. I saw your picture, your beautiful face. And it
thank
just
you.
Really made my heart glad and gave me a great time of just sitting here and listening to the vessel of God as she poured out words of wisdom and words of faith. And it just really encouraged my faith today. And I just want to thank you and thank you for your faithfulness and always listening in.
You're welcome.
And really, you know, it really is a blessing. And thanks to Ella Kizzy for having this vehicle of faith and expression that God is going to bless beyond measure. I'm just so happy
Amen.
Right now. Thank God for your testimony. I'd ask tonight if you and everyone would pray. I'm a triplet, one of my triplet sisters. She's been in the hospital for about 2 months. Tomorrow she'll be released into hospice care.
Jesus.
But we'll believe in God. Me and Elder Kids that know about that hospice care and know,
I know
that it has
I
no power over.
I had one graduate 2 weeks ago. He came, they kicked him off and was traveling this week.
My
Hallelujah.
God,
he's in Kansas City, Missouri with his family. This was this week.
Praise
so I'm in a
God.
Faith concern. I've been praying for you, sister, and I've been praying for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it because I'm telling you, prayer works. I
it
keep
does.
Thinking about. I'll talk with our friend, Sister Joanne, and she
yes.
had 20 years out of hospice, 20 years and still
yes.
rolling.
Man, 20 years out of hospice. Hallelujah.
20 years out of that. But I really enjoyed myself tonight. And
right.
God bless you, Pastor Mom.
Right now. Can
okay.
I pray with you right now?
Yes.
Did you have some more you wanted to say?
I was going to say, Pastor Mom, I'm looking forward to getting out to St. Louis sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but I know God, I got to hug your neck. So
exactly.
I just got to love on you in the physical presence. And I'm hoping God opens that door soon. And even if I have to drive, I'll do it. Because you're working.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I love you, Pastor
I hear
Mom and...
giggling.
I hear
a little
yes.
giggle.
All my sisters and brothers in the Kizzy family,
exactly.
In the Kizzy family that well, I got to hurt my sister and all of y'all are automatically on the roll.
And price,
yeah.
And all you beautiful people like you, Sister Tree, that I've met.
Coleman,
amen.
Amen.
Let me go on a person. Let me pray for you and your family. Father, in the name
okay.
of Jesus, I just come listen up Bishop Aaron McClary, his sister, one of the triplets. I have twin sisters, Father. And you know how I feel about twins, triplets.
I don't know, there's an excitement because there's always something special about those that are marketable birth children. There's an anointing on them. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. But right now I join my faith with Bishop and Apostles, and we continue to come against this terrible disease of cancer. You will not take this young lady's life. She will live to proclaim the glory of Jesus. She's coming up victoriously out of hospice. And I hear in my spirit, I hear the laughter of the Lord. He's laughing because the devil thinks, I got you now, but it's going to be a double anointing. His healing is there. And when she comes out, she's going to have a testimony so big, so big of what God has done. Father, we put our eyes on you. I say the same for my cousin Valerie, who's down in Atlanta going through chemo. I say the same concerning my Uncle Rupert, who's in a rehab going through chemo down in Macon, Georgia. I just thank you, Father, that we come against this terrible disease of cancer. We come against this terrible disease of COVID in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cancer's been like an old, ancient spirit that's been on this earth a while. People have gotten comfortable. But we're here to tell it, you will not get the last victory in this. We stand against you, and we rebuke you in the name and by the power of the blood of Jesus. You will not take this girl's life. You will not take this, young lady's life, this woman's life. She will proclaim the gospel. And have a testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
And I just say, Father, thank you for healing Bishop Aaron, and he and his wife, his children, grandchildren, and all of their generations. And thank you for what you're doing in all of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
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 And I got a praise report. You know, my dad was, we had prayed for him. They're still running tests. My dad, I don't believe he has cancer. And they couldn't find him. My dad is saved. He preaches to me now. I forgot to tell that part. He's saved. He preaches to me. He's a happy 87-year-old man. So I just thank God for that.
Praise God.
Bishop Aaron, it's so good to hear your voice. One day I'll get to meet you. I feel like we already know each other. Just like I know Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Helen and Pastor, all of them. And I knew them before Helen, but I've known them. It seemed like I've known them my whole life. And that's the way I feel about you, too. And I just, God has really raised you up. I can tell he's been working on you. And he's going to raise your sister up. Amen.
Amen. I believe in Jesus.
Amen. I believe in
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you how I feel right now in the spirit. I remember, Bishop Aaron, you were on the phone with someone a few years back, and she was saying, you know, what can she do? How can she tell her husband that they were going to cut his foot off, you know, amputate his foot or his leg or something? And you stood up boldly, just as Reverend Treva has done tonight.
Bold
in the Lord, speaking his word out over the situation. And you did that. And that man today has his foot, has every toe, hallelujah, and is walking around in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And so I had like a flashback of the presence of God and the power of God and the anointing of God, hallelujah, going out just like it happened when it came out of your mouth, that nothing was going to be cut off that man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what the doctors have said, we're going to stand, and we're standing with you and your family. And when we've done all we can do to stand, we're going to continue to stand.
Amen.
Amen, Bishop.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Not only for your sister, but we're going to begin to see, and that they're not going to be able to, the nurses and doctors won't understand it. God's going to begin clearing out hospices around the world. People that are going to be given up to die. But it's going to send such a revival. They're going to come, I mean, it's going to cause many doctors and nurses that are unsaved to become Christians. It's like a revival. And they're not going to know how did this happen because people have been given up to die. It already has started. It already has started.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to playing this clip again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Replayed the that you, when you said, hallelujah, that the woman's husband was going to be healed. Amen.
Yeah.
And we played the clip. Hallelujah. I'm just going to get that clip and play. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I almost want to play the clip right now. I got it queued up. Hold on a second. I think you might need to hear this. Hold on.
I think so, too.
Janice.
Oh,
heal.
Hi. Hey, Janice.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Oh, that's good. Look, this is my first time calling in, so I'm kind of nervous. And at first I wasn't going to call in, but I need help. My husband needs help. As you know, he's in the hospital. They did move him out of the ICU to a normal floor. Thank God for that. And that his blood pressure did come up from the 70, 40 to 100 over 70. Okay. Well, he was able to take the CAT scan this afternoon. They came back to him this evening with the results. They're talking about cutting off his foot. And
Jesus.
I need prayer. He needs prayer. I also asking the Lord for words to say to him because he is, in his voice, you could just tell he is so down. And I need some words to, encouraging words for him, you know, because they were talking about cutting his toe. He said, well, I could live without a toe. You know, then when they came back this evening from the stands, talking about, you know, cutting off his foot, he was, just so down, and I'm scrambling. I'm trying to find words, encouraging words to tell him. I mean, he knows he's in God's hands. He believes in the Lord. I mean, God, if you just heard him. You know, so I need some help. I need prayer. I need, you know, prayer for him.
Yes.
Also,
amen. I thank you so much for calling in. What a privilege that you would call in and allow us, amen, to go with you to the throne of grace. I don't know if you've heard much of the broadcast or what some of my background has been or Elder Kizzy or anybody else, but we've been one that's seen God do miracles. And I believe, even as I heard you begin to speak, that God's going to give your husband a miracle. And I believe if there's a word to tell you, to tell him, is to tell him that God's going to give him a miracle. And I just believe that with all my heart. I go back and I remember the same God that I seen bring someone who had their heart, their chest open because they couldn't close up their chest cavity because of the surgery. Every time they closed them, they would flatline. The same God that I saw raise up a woman who was laying in a coma for several days, and they were saying she wasn't going to make it through the night. And the same God that spoke the deliverance of those two is the same one that is speaking to me tonight, and that he is going to give you deliverance. He's already delivered. He's already, the healing process has already happened. And I thank God that you are not going to have to go in and give words of gloom or doom, but you are going to go in and give words of praise and thanksgiving for what God has done in his life now. The touching that God is doing in his body now is going to confound the doctors. It's going to confound you. It's going to, your husband's not going to know how to handle this. So only thing you're going to need to know how to do is how to help him keep his composure because of the miracle God just gave him. So, God, we thank you for the miracle that you spoke in my spirit, even as this woman of God began to speak. God, I trust you. I believe your word. I believe I've seen you do it before. I know that you will do it again. I know that you've already done it. I thank you, God, that even whatever disease or whatever has caused him to be in this condition, God, is even removed. I thank you, Lord God, that all the numbers will reverse. They will go back in the right direction. They have already reversed. I thank you, God, for a spirit of encouragement that is in the room even now, God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that surrounds him, that surrounds this loving wife, oh God, that surrounds this family, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that we will hear the testimonies, God, even the testimonies, the miracles that you've been giving through the broadcast, even other broadcasts. We thank you that you are the same God that is going to heal this woman's husband tonight, that has already done it, that has already made a way. And we thank you for it tonight, God. We bless you tonight, God. We thank you. We praise you in advance, God.
Thank you.
Because I said unapologetically, I said without fear, God, that you will not do it. I know that you have already done it, and I know, oh God, that my word will not fall to the ground because you are speaking them through me. So I thank you, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, cannot have this one because we have the victory in Jesus' name. And woman of God, I encourage you, hallelujah, God has not lied to you, woman of God. He has not lied to you. The promises he has made to you are yea and amen. All you have to do is continue to hold on and watch him manifest. Every child you're concerned with, every person you're concerned with is going to line up. Hallelujah. You're going to begin to sleep. You're not going to have no more restless nights. And you're not going to be walking the floor saying, God, when are they going to get it together? But God said tonight it shall all be together in Jesus' name. Amen. And even your body lines up, hallelujah, with divine purpose of God, and you're healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Oh, no, don't let the enemy tell you, oh, this is coming back, or that's coming back. We know what you've been through. God knows what you've been through, but you're not going to go through it again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus covers you and from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged all over again.
All over again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I know that touched you too, Bishop.
Yeah,
all over again.
That encourages all of
Amen.
Us. Woo!
You know it,
glory to God.
Ooh, I feel the anointing.
Amen. I think
Hallelujah.
That was for you, Bishop. That was for me.
For all
that
of
was,
thank
that was
you
for
so
some
much.
Other people, for all of us.
Ooh, my
listen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, my God.
And it is so.
Amen.
Praise God.
And it
praise
is
God.
So.
Hallelujah.
All right. We're going to continue on. There's other people waiting.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Okay.
Oh. Good night.
Ooh,
God bless you.
Good.
Amen.
Good night and God bless you. And thank you. You encouraged
and
me
a good
all
night's
over again.
Sleep, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Pastor Rita.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Welcome, Pastor
Reed.
Praise God.
Woo. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel the anointing. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. I praise and thank God, giving him glory and honor. Thank you for our speaker. I'm just was speechless as she began to talk, because I'm from Compton, California, born and raised, graduated in 1970, wow, senior high school. And, wow, when you start talking about your father, it just hit home. And I have been praying about that. My dad is 91 years old. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's, he has full-blown Alzheimer's, but he's having more moments of praying and interceding. But he did some horrendous things that really destroyed our family, and it cost us one of our brothers' lives. And so I only been a pastor since 2018. We're new at this, and of course the pandemic hit, and we've just been doing what God has led us to do and just teach the word. And I was on another prayer line, and they were admonishing fathers, and so much. And even now, I'm the only daughter, the firstborn child, and was always told I was a mistake and an error because there was no girls born in 30 years. So I grew up with that stigma, and even when I call him to say I love him and send him cards or gifts or whatever, you know, I still feel that shun. And it's been really hard. So on that prayer line, they asked about exhorting your fathers, and I just couldn't say anything. Like, 'cause my dad was known as the dope pusher, the dope man, and the player, and all of that, you know. And so after I got off, I said, Lord, I'm struggling. I need your help through here. I know I've forgiven him. And he said, well, you have to think on what he did do. He is the one at Dr. K.C. Price's church, cameraman number 7, who had the entire church praying for me to come out of Buddhism. So, you know, the Lord, so much hurt and pain. And we're seeing, you know, my brothers are suffering. Even when you have those generational curses of adultery, lying, cheating, and just all that perversion. And my cry has been, Lord, it's time for our family to be healed and whole. After 18 years of marriage, my first marriage, it ended, and that was the pattern of mom and dad, who are both still alive, 18 years, and they were divorced. And so, well, we've been really going forth in the things of the Lord, and I've been standing in the gap praying for so many people. And today my heart was just so heavy. I lost a son 3 years ago coming up at the end of this month of cancer. And my baby son, I don't hear from him at all, period. I just don't, you know. They said that because I gave my life to the Lord, I got delivered out of Buddhism, thank you, Jesus, in 1985 under Dr. K.C. Price, I broke up the family, whatever. You know, I came out of Buddhism and gave my life to Jesus. And just like you, because I came from an unchristian background, I remember just saying, I want everything, all you have from me, Lord. And so I wasn't taught anything about Terry, and I just came empty and crying out before God. And they just led me to a few scriptures, and I began to pray in tongues, and God equipped me because I had to go home to a house with a $3,000 altar in the living room where they were chanting and having meetings. And I'm the only one in there, you know, when everybody leaves, slinging oil and casting out demons, fasting in my second week of being saved and going to a school of intercessory prayer. And so when you talked about that, I was like, wow, this person is from my hometown. And it's just, and you know, my mother's best friend is from Carson, California, still lives there. She's been knowing me since I was knee-high, a toddler. And it's just amazing that you said that. I was like, this lady is all in my closet. my life story, and I praise and thank God for your being open and candid. And then the other thing is, you know, of course, the devil hates marriages, and so we've been under severe attack lately because we've been doing exactly what the Lord said, and seem like just everything is thrown at us right now. We're standing in the gap for so many people. Daryl Jackson, we got a call from his wife. He's going on kidney dialysis. His kidneys are shutting down. He has cancer, intestinal and so, you know, I got that. And Lord is putting young women in my life who are having trouble marriages and having me get bolder and just speaking into people's lives. And I'm just, you know, it pays to hear from heaven, to hear the voice of God and obey. And that was, you know, I had such a struggle as a child of very low self-esteem, lack of confidence, and women are nothing without a man, we'll never make it, all that, you know. But to God be the glory, I still am just, we're new at this, we're new, and the people that ordained us aren't there, they're not available, they don't support, and so we're backstroking. We got our little wings on that you do when you're learning to swim, and we just need a lot of prayer right through here, just a lot. I want to hear from my baby. I declare and decree it's for me and my house. We shall serve the Lord. Our God will save him. I thank him every day for his soul salvation. They'll be sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But, it hurts. And like you said, it's something from childhood, all the bickering, arguing, fighting, dealing dope, and just doing everything. The shame and disgrace it brings, you know. And all the fist fights we got in on the way to Compton Senior High because people walk behind us and tease us and just...
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, fight that you shouldn't even have to fight because of their behaviors. And so, but I do praise and thank God that while my dad was in his right mind, he cried out to the Lord and asked God to deliver me out of the occult, and he did, full-blown. And, you know, holidays are hard, Father's Day, and I pray constantly because I feel our country is a fatherless nation, this country. I've been trying to get back to writing my book, Abortion Outside of the Womb, because no one asked to be born or come here, but then we are, and then we're abandoned. So pray with me even about that.
I will. Yeah. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Rita. Thank you. Thank you. She has shared some of what I lived through too. I felt rejected and was rejected. I won't go into it, but I understand. And I thank you, Father. But through that rejection, I did have stuff, Lord, and have struggled with that throughout the years. But you, Lord, you have always picked us up, and you have always made me feel beautiful from the inside out. Do the same in her. Restore the relationship between her and her children. Father, I don't have children. I have not yet been married in the natural, but I do have godchildren, and I have nieces and nephews. And I love them with all of my heart. And I just say, Father, a mother's love. Even though there were times when I felt rejected, my mother still loved me. Lay it on his son's heart to get in contact with his mom. Save them. Bring them out of that. And I draw my faith that she and her household will be saved. Bring the family back together. And for marriages, for her marriage, Father, and for all marriages, we pray that you will bring a restoration. You bring a healing. We come against the spirit of divorce, spirit of division, spirit of strife. We come against every attack of Satan in the name and by the power of the blood of Jesus. We cover her marriage and all marriages. And even the marriage you have for me, Father.
Jesus.
In the future. Mm-hmm. Father, we come against every attack from the enemy. We pray, Father, that you will bring marriages together. You will bring families together. You said in the last days, you will pour out your spirit upon all men, young men, old men, and that homes will be restored. You will bring homes back together. You gave Zerubbabel that vision. Thank you for bringing it to pass in this life.
Lord.
And thank you, Father. Bless the church you have begun through the ministry that you have begun through Pastor Rita and her husband. Father, save souls, heal bodies, heal minds, ministry of restoration. Continue to give them the guidance you have for them. We know the struggle is real, but we know that with you helping us and lifting us up, you give us the strength to not only endure, but you take us the high heights in you. And I just pray this for Pastor Rita and her husband and her, and thank you for blessing, and thank you for many, 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 many people being saved and healed. In Jesus' name, pray and give you the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
And I thank God for Apostle Kizzy and her family. I moved here in 91 from Compton, California, and Word of Faith Church was across down the street from my mom on West Florissant, and that's how I ran into the church. And I was at the Pasadena Four Square Church after, you know, I couldn't get rides to Fred Price's church any longer after I gave my life to the Lord and was baptized. And I wound up at Pasadena Four Square Church, Ralph Torres. And so that's how I found. I'm so glad because they are my family. They've been with me before I got married this time, you know. I just thank God for what he's done and what he's doing and that we can be transparent and real. They are very, mature in the things of God. And you just feel the love on the morning line. We love getting on the line because they're really praying the will of God and God's purpose for our lives and for the nation and for the countries and everybody. And we're so supernaturally blessed to have them in our lives, and we thank God for them. So giving God glory and honor and praise and my strength. They are doing what I've been doing since 2013. They're taking care of one parent. I've been taking care of two parents with dementia, and so that's taken a toll, too. Yeah.
Lord, give us strength.
We have no help, no one, you know, to come and relieve us ever. And since 2013, it's just us. And our anniversary is
we're gonna end with your anniversary. Let's talk about that. And you can talk about your broadcast, and then we're gonna be done. Okay. We have several other people. Okay.
Sure. Amen. Yes. So Sword of the Spirit is this Saturday, and it is at 5 p.m. And the phone number is 605-313-4121, and the access code is 433-636-pound.
Amen. And if you didn't get that, just text me and I'll send the information to you. Amen. And then Saturday is your what anniversary? How many years?
22, but it actually was 27 years.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. We'll have to have you on as the Friends of Get 'Em Radio the next time we do this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless. Have a blessed night. Tell Pastor Eric that we said hello.
Tell Pastor Mama.
God bless you, Pastor Rita.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to open a line for, I see Bishop has come back, and then we'll come back to you. I think maybe Bishop just wants to make a statement, and then we'll come back to you, Pastor Shirley. Bishop, did you want to say something else?
Yeah, praise God for the young lady that was just on. I just want to agree in prayer with her that everything is coming in line. She's going to hear from her son, and even her father, with the things that she needs, that needs to be spoken and needs to be done, will be done even before there's any kind of memory loss. And know that even beyond, like, when a person with Alzheimer's, their memory's gone, that you still can forgive a person posthumously. So even if they go on from this side of life and go to the other side, you and God can continue to do the work to walk in forgiveness and learn forgiveness. I know that from personal experience. I didn't have a good relationship with my father. It was just so many things that just went on. And then he died about 30 years ago, just as we were getting back in contact with each other. And then he died. But I can truly say today that I have forgiven him and love him as much as if he was in my life every day. I just want to share that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen. All right. Opening the line for you, Evangelist Shirley, and maybe Sister Jansen with you. Hello. Welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe they're on mute.
Okay. Area code 636. You're on the air. I don't know if I'm saying the wrong person's name.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Jansen said I had my mute on. I'm sorry. But, you know, I thank God for you. I thank God for Pastor Mom and the lady that's the minister that's sitting with her, and I thank God for the for Pastor Kelly. Thank you. You just blessed our souls tonight, and the other pastors and bishops or whoever that was on, they have blessed my soul also. Oh God, you just don't know. So I won't keep you long. But what I want to just say to you, honey, when you were talking. And you were saying that about the different schools you have to go to and what's required. And he spoke to me and told me, you are going to God's school. You are in God's ministry, and the Holy Spirit is teaching you for what you for what he wants you to do. Because I know this Apostle, he's passed away, God bless his soul. But he didn't finish high school. I'm telling you the truth. But God used him so that he let him travel. And this church overseas sent for him. That's the truth. So God will open up doors for you. All you have to do is just keep doing what you're doing. Because God
Amen.
Will open up doors for you. He will make room for the gift that he has given you. So don't worry about it's okay. It's good to have these degrees. But God, having God's degree is more important. So just keep on doing what you're doing, because he will put you, the Bible says he'll put you before kings. So
Amen.
I just want to let you know that when they were talking about the mask, I'm fully vaccinated, and I have not taken off my mask.
Neither have I.
All right.
I'm just letting you know, because you have to go. I agree with you all. You have to go how God tell you to go.
That's right.
So, and so if he's telling you, everybody's is not the same. That's the first place. Because where your body may can stand something, my body may not can stand it.
Right.
So if he's telling you to keep your mask on, you do. I don't care how far. I get funny, Lou. But that's okay. I look funny anyway, so I ain't worried about that. So, don't worry about it, honey. And may God bless you. I enjoyed you so much. You just don't know. inspire you and encourage
you. I enjoyed you and your testimony, too, and your daughter's, too.
Amen. Wait just a moment. Janice got something to say. My daughter.
Amen.
Be careful.
You all would laugh with us at these phones. Lord, have mercy. But anyway.
That's okay.
I enjoyed what you were saying, but I especially enjoyed the prayers for the family. When it came to lifting up loved ones that may not be in step with the Lord.
Amen.
And I am just so grateful. You know, all of us have our own personal shortcomings, but we concern, you know, about some of our family that may not be under the ark. So I'm grateful that that prayer was made this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We're done.
All right.
Amen.
I'm
going to mute myself. Thank you
word.
So much.
I receive that word in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, we give people an opportunity to give as the Lord leads you to give. Reverend Treva does have a Cash App, and so you can, if the Lord leads you to sow into her, her Cash App is $Treva J. Kelly, and I'll spell it. T as in Tom, R as in Rabbit, E, V as in Victory, A, that's Treva, J, as in Jesus, K as in King, E, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, and Y. Hallelujah. So her Cash App is $Treva J. Kelly. Amen. And I know some of you before with the previous speakers, some of you don't have Cash App. To do what you did before, if you like to, if you send me a check, then I will make sure that Reverend Treva does get it. Praise God. Amen. So some people have been doing that as well. Amen. And so we're definitely going to bless her from Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. From East St. Louis Christian Center Church as well. So praise God. Excuse me. If anyone didn't get that information, you can text me and I'll send you her Cash App as well. Praise God. I saw someone else with their number one key pressed. I thought I saw the 618, and then. Pastor Price, I know she's out and about. You real
yeah.
quick, 618. Area code 618. Did you want to say anything? Did you have your number one key press?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Okay, I'm here. Praise God. How you all doing this evening? God bless you. This is Sister Tammy in Illinois.
Hi, Sister Tammy.
Oh,
God bless you.
How you all doing? God bless you. I got on very late this evening. I think the last time I was blessed to listen was the last time I that was the caregiving ministry evening. And I got on very late this evening, but I did hear the testimonies as far as – I just wanted to be in agreement and validate the word of God as far as healing goes. One of my sisters and my brothers in Christ, Minister Ed Thompson, I'm calling his name. This man has been battling with COVID-19 for months. He's been in three hospitals. He's now out of state. But God delivered him. God is delivering him. He is being healed even now. And it's just such an amazing story. The doctors gave up. The nurses gave up. Everybody gave up on him. He even gave up on himself. But because his wife did not give up and she prayed and she asked the people of God to pray in agreement, this man has received a lung transplant. He is doing physical therapy now, and he is just getting better every day. So I just wanted to give God glory for that and just to encourage everyone that's believing God for healing for their loved ones. I just thank God for this broadcast. I'm not able to get on a lot, but every time I get on, I'm blessed. It's just such a blessing and such a sweet spirit on this line. So I just wanted to give God glory for that and to share that testimony that if God did it for Minister Ed, he can do it for your loved ones as well. And I just thank God for that. I'm still standing on the word of God for my mother and for my brother and for each and every one of your loved ones that are caregivers in that area as well. And I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed. I just thank the Lord for all that he is doing in this ministry and through each and every vessel on this line. And I just want to keep being obedient to do what God wants me to do, whether it's uncomfortable, whether I'm nervous or whatever. At the time I pressed my button, number one button, I took it off because someone else started speaking and I got had something else to do really quickly. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you get back on. And I wasn't going to, but when you said you saw 618, I said, okay, God, I'll be obedient. Because somebody needs to know. We get discouraged sometimes. As much as we believe God, we can believe God for everybody else. But sometimes when it comes to our own personal issues, we struggle sometimes. And I know that's nothing but a trick of the enemy because God is with us. He is with us and he is for us and he loves us. And he wants to do those things that he promised in his word. We just have to believe him. And I believe him and I love him and I thank him for everything that he is to me and for everything that he is doing through this ministry. So God bless you all. I love you with the love of the Lord. And every time I get on, I feel like a part of the family. I know you all are related. And that's God, though. That's his spirit. He draws us together by his spirit. Amen. So I just want to say, give God glory for that. Amen.
Thank you. It's always good to hear you come back on, Sister Tammy. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God.
Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen. And now we're going to open the line for Pastor Price. You know, she's out and about, so it may go out. And Pastor Price, hopefully you can be able to talk for the next, like, 7 minutes, because after that, if it goes down, you can't call back in.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you hear me?
Well, yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay, because I don't know if it's going to go out in a few minutes. I just want to thank God for the program tonight, every part of it, and especially for this friendship night of friends of getting with Reverend Treva J. Kelly. Reverend Treva, I thank God for all that we heard tonight. It truly blessed my heart.
Amen.
And I thank God for you. I thank God for your friendship with my mom. Well, first of all, I thank you for your friendship and love with Jesus, that you asked him to be your friend way back when you were 14 years old. And I thank God for your friendship with my mom and the times that we went to Anaheim Convention Center to conventions together with my mom and family. And how you're, and it's so wonderful that we're not tied at the hip as some friends are, that you were able, even if I'm not there with my sisters and family's programs, you've been there. And I thank God for you. I truly thank God for you. Are y'all still there?
Yes,
ma'am.
Hello?
Still here.
Okay. Once in a while, y'all might have to say, so I can know if y'all still there. Because I'm on a train and we've gone through different regions. And as soon as you began to talk about one thing, we went through a tunnel, and I couldn't get back on for a little while. So I just thank God for you. I wanted to talk about right now, Sister Treva, this to give you your flowers while we yet live. I thank God for you and how that those many years ago, 42 years ago, when we met, you were 18 years old, and we met while we were in college together at Cal State Dominguez Hills. And I thank God for you that when I saw you, I hadn't seen you for a little while, and it was about 3 months, and you said, oh, I've been praying for you every day. I tell this story all the time, but I'm going to tell it again. And I said, I thought to myself, I haven't been praying for her. And that was the beginning of me becoming an intercessor. It was at that time that we began to, you know, to pray. I began to pray and keep a book of prayer, you know, that we could intercede and I could intercede. So I thank God for you. I thank God for you being a God-given friend. The Lord told me he gave you to me as a friend. I thank God for you being my children's Don and Joy and Amber's a godmother. I saw that well, my daughter Amber may not be very close to a lot of people, but I was thanking God for you that when I saw her lay her head on your shoulder, because saw you this time, and that was close, all of them. And I know Joy, all of y'all are close. Y'all just took on me when y'all together. And I thank God for the other night that we got a chance to come over and spend the night with us. But then you have a chance to be around the children and grandchildren and just had a wonderful time during that time. So I just want to thank God for you and for all that he's doing in your life and yet going to do. And thank God for it. And then the one thing that the Lord said for me to say, if I got back on, was about your faithfulness. Your faithfulness to him, that you're a woman of integrity, of great integrity, a woman of great honor. You know what to say, when to say, and how to say it. And there is no impropriety or anything in all these many 42 years. If somebody told me that you did something or did something untoward, I would say they lied. Because I've watched you over these many, many years. And I've watched as we've traveled year after year to San Francisco and Oakland, and we've traveled in ministry going and even up to Anaheim and other places. I've seen the integrity that God uses you with and how you're a woman of integrity and of speaking the right thing at the right time. So, Reverend Treve, I give praises to God for you. I thank him for what he's doing in your life, and I just worship God. One little thing, Pastor, one more thing. God deals with me about words of wisdom and word of knowledge. He'll show me many times where somebody's hurting at. And there were times people made fun of me. Or they said, your foot is hurting, huh? Or you're this. And I remember that I didn't know that that Reverend Treve and I, that we walk in the same anointing. And she would say, yes, that's where you heard it, right? I said, oh, my goodness. I was so glad. It was like, you're not crazy, Helen. You're not crazy. Here's somebody else walking
in the
word of what knowledge and the word of wisdom. So I thank God for you. Thank you for the prayers for my family and I and the friendships and your due diligence to God and to his people. Thank God for this program. Apostle,
you're welcome.
Really
God
thank God for you.
I love y'all.
we love you, too. All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed night. I pray it don't go out all the way. God bless you. All right.
Amen.
I pray
it don't go out either. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Get on before we step into overtime a little bit. So we're about to go into overtime just a little bit, just a few more moments. Just want to tell you all, and once again, thank you again, Reverend Treva. I want to
very
well. Again.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord blesses you all, and you want to bless the woman of God. Her cash app is $ T Treva, TrevaJ Kelly, KELLY. Reverend Treva, do you have Zelle?
I do. Yes, I do. And,
okay. And Zelle operates on your phone number, correct?
Yes, my phone number is area code 310-963-4139.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Bishop was asking about Zelle. I'll just call him out.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine.
So, okay, 310-963-4139. I'll text it to you, Bishop. Amen. Okay, so, we praise God again. Hallelujah. For Reverend Treva, we praise him for all that he's had her to do tonight. Amen. So what I want to do right now is I'm just going to say what the Get 'Em Radio family is doing, and then we're going to come back to you, Reverend Treva, for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Just kind of call out a few people I see on the line tonight just to give you a quick shout out. We praise God for Minister Carrie, who's been on the line with us tonight. Minister Kiva from Nashville, hallelujah. Sister Debbie, praise God. Minister Elaine from North Carolina, hallelujah. My goddaughter, Minister Rachel from New Jersey.
That's all, y'all. Amen.
So, amen. So if I didn't say where you're from St. Louis, out of St. Louis area. Praise God. Praise God. So anyway, I praise God for all of you who are on. You've been on all night, some of you earlier than when the broadcast started. So we thank God for you. Let me let you know what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family. We're so blessed by this month, and next Thursday we'll be in another month. Hallelujah. And so
hallelujah.
Next Thursday we're starting a series, and Lord willing, we believe everything will come together. We have a young lady, you know, younger than me, but, you know, a lady that I met, and just God is using her in such an awesome way. She started giving out food to people last year during the pandemic. So she started giving out food, and she would just put it on tables on her front yard, in her front yard. And God has blessed into such a great ministry after she just went out and just started giving out to the neighborhood. I mean, I'd buy, and I said, wow, this is so cool, you know, and I just kept going. And next thing I knew, she was on TV, and a bank had given her a van. So that's just little part of her story. So she's going to be on for the month, and every Thursday in July, Lord willing. Praise God. She's a very busy lady. So we do expect to see her. Okay, then on Sunday, this Sunday, on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, or at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on Get 'Em Radio. We'll be here 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And I'm going to bring the word that day, and the Lord has given me an awesome word to bring that's, you know, something that's really on my heart. And it's called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. And so the Lord was just saying, have some fun. We're going to have some fun on this Sunday. Amen. And learn about the ultimate treasure hunt. It is so good. Don't miss it. You'll have fun. Praise God. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching series, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And God has really gifted Dr. Lorraine Nabarro to know how to dig into the Word of God. I love how he uses her. And then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God, you know, different questions to ask, what to look for that'll get you deeper, get us deeper into the Word of God. Amen. On Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, all of the Get 'Em Radio family is on the same phone number, 516-418-99. Now, our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, is no less than awesome. And, you know, we actually experienced a miracle on last Tuesday. Praise God. You know, sometimes when miracles happen, it's just you go like, did I really see that? Or did that really happen? It was a miracle. And after I talked to the Lord, he let me know that what was done on Tuesday, the odds were 1 to 8.5 sextillion. We don't even know what a sextillion is. But what was revealed on last Tuesday was a flat-out miracle. Amen. Amen. And we'll talk about that a little bit on Tuesday. But what we do is we pray in tongues. We have 4 people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. And then after we pray in tongues for an hour, then we have interpretations. And the Lord was saying, we've been doing this for over a year, and he's going to start to really show us some things because we continue to be diligent and to do this. So we've seen something. We have seen a flat-out miracle. Praise God. Amen. And then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday service will be on July the 14th. So mark your calendars. Set your cell phone alarms. We have prophetic healing. We'll have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And if you've ever been with us before, you know that there's a powerful anointing, healing anointing, that rises up and people do get healed. Glory to God. So God, the Lord lets us know some of the ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's going to be the 14th of July. We only have it once a month, the second Wednesday of the month, which is July 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Praise God. Get 'em Radio family of broadcast. And now we're going to go back to Reverend Treva to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Thank you again, Reverend Treva. Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Amen.
Hi, I was talking. You're very welcome. And again, I want to tell you, everybody, remember to keep your eyes on God. Don't get it twisted. I really have enjoyed being on here tonight and allowing God to use me to minister to you. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all, and thank you for the comments. And everything means everything to the world to me. Thank you for listening tonight. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Kizzy.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You again so much. Hallelujah. It has been a wonderful, wonderful time tonight and a wonderful month. And you're a good one to round everything up. Praise God.
Thank God.
So we
thank God.
Amen.
That.
Amen. He has
Amen.
The order of everything exactly how he wanted it. And it,
yes.
just, it was just wonderful. So thank you so much. Love you. God
welcome.
Bless
Love
you.
Love y'all too. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Have a wonderful night. And for those on the East Coast, have a wonderful day today. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. Don't go anywhere yet.
Amen. I'm
Hallelujah.
Not.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Reverend Treva to you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her and through her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything that is wrong or out of place in her body, we thank you that you put it back in place and cause it to be right the way that it's supposed to be. That every part of her body functions in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for those doors that you are opening, because you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. And we thank you, Lord God, for those wide open doors that you're opening right now in the name of Jesus for your glory. Hallelujah. The Lord says you have been faithful in a few things, and he must make you ruler over much. Hallelujah. And sometimes he says, now remember this, times going from being ruler over a few things looks like it's a hard thing to go and to be over much. But the Lord says, watch. Continue to watch and pray. Continue to listen to me. Hallelujah. Because I'm taking you to a new place in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is, I'm hearing this song. I'm hearing this song, and I was going to just, you know, probably somebody's listening and say, wait a minute, you're all out of protocol. She said the closing prayer. We should be closed by now.
That's okay.
This is God.
No, do what you do. Do what God tells.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come and let me take to a new place. I want you to experience all my grace, exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. Come and let me take you to a new place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I receive. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for being obedient to God, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, and have a blessed
night. God bless
night.
You all. Have a blessed night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.